The time is now to boldly step forward, love with intensity, and embark on the journey to create the best version of yourself. Let's breach these barriers together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm so happy to be back with you guys. So I hope you had a beautiful week. I hope you've been saying yes to what's been put on your heart, putting it into practice. But if not, it's okay, because you know we're still a work in progress. But make sure y'all get back up where y'all falling down at, okay? We working at this together. Come on, you got this. So today, I really wanted to talk about being prepared for what you prayed for. And this just really struck me because I'm going through this right now. And I just realized that I've been failing the test for the things that I've prayed for. I know I mentioned this a little bit in the interview with my mother, and don't worry, because if you missed it, I will link it for you below. But I was saying how I prayed for this characteristic and I realized I was failing my test. So let me set the scene. Let me take you back a few years to when I was listening to a podcast with T.D. Jakes and Oprah. I'll never forget it. They were talking about kids and how parents worry about their children, which I feel like is a natural reaction because we want the best for our children. So he was saying we pray for them to be strong, resilient, respectful, courageous, determined, you know, all these different aspects, great characteristics that we pray for. But we fail to realize or remember that they have to actually build up these characteristics. Like, it's not going to just poof, you're resilient, or poof, you're courageous. You got to be put to the test. So I had a realization moment. It was a few weeks back. And I was like, I went back to that podcast in my head and I was like, oh my goodness. I keep praying for these things and I'm failing my test. So the first thing I prayed for was patience, because baby, these kids, I need patience, okay? All these different hats I wear, I need patience. So I prayed for patience over and over and over and over. I didn't realize I was being tested until maybe probably the fifth time I failed my test that God was giving me to practice the tools that I've been given for patience. Then I was like, okay, God, I got you. Watch me pass this next test. When the next test come up, I'm gonna pass it. Best believe that next test was the very next day. And I just took the tools that I had. So let me just give you an example. My daughter was having a meltdown and my initial reaction is to get frustrated with her because it's just like over the top extreme. I'm tired, you know, the usual stuff. I was like, okay, I see this as a test. I got you, God. Like in the moment I was able to be like, okay, I got you. I stood there for a minute, took a deep breath, modeled how I want her to react when she's upset and can't feel like she can't control her emotions or can't get what she wants. I took a deep breath. I got to her level and I spoke softly, softer. You know, she still got to hear me because she's screaming, but I spoke softly and then touched her hands as she spoke. Let her know mommy's here with you. I know you're upset. I'm here, but we have to do this. And when I tell you, it was like, girl, why haven't you been doing this all along? It was magic. I feel like I got past the patience test. Then I had to go through the patience test with my husband, but I ain't even gonna speak about that. Love you, baby. So the next thing that I prayed for, like consistently, because I felt like I had patience down, like I have tools. Things will test my patience, but I have the right kind of tools to be able to deal with certain situations. And I started praying for resiliency, like my bounce back. I want more of that. I need to tap into that. So I started praying. And I don't know if I got amnesia about everything that I had to go through to get to where I am with my patience, but I was horribly failing my resiliency test. The beginning of the year, I set out to, you know, create a routine for myself because my mind was just everywhere. Everything was just everywhere and I needed some structure. So I created this great morning routine that works for me. I set myself up to get up at 4:30. I worked out. I prayed. I read the Bible. I sat and drank a cup of coffee by myself with nobody asking me to do anything. Like, I poured into myself in the morning, and then I showered and I was ready for the day, whatever came at me. But before my feet hit the floor, I poured into me. To do that, to wake up at 4:30, I have to get a certain amount of sleep. In the months, it was January, February. In those months, my children were sleeping through the night. At this point of making this video, I have a 7-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. They were sleeping through the night. I got a good month of it. And then my kids started to wake up throughout the night, which meant if I was going to be any good throughout the day, I can't wake up at 4:30. I have to then sleep until my normal time. I will usually wake up to get everybody ready for school and work is at 6 o'clock. So I needed that extra hour and a half to be okay. I was still tired, but to be okay and functional during my day, I couldn't wake up at 4:30 and pour into myself like I wanted to. My morning routine was making me feel like myself again, was making me feel like my best self. So not doing that, I was on a downward spiral. And I had to catch myself because I have so many tools that I could tap into now. So I'm like, okay, it was probably about a week of me just not getting up, and then I wouldn't try to find other ways to pour into myself. So I'm like, I can't wake up at 4:30, pour into me. I'ma just, all right, whatever. I'll just let it go. That type of mindset was the old Brianna. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that no more. So I was like, all right, I gotta bounce back. I can't let myself be down for too long. It wasn't even a week. I'd say maybe like 4 days, because I can't allow myself to be down too long, because then it's going to be harder to pull myself back up, which I know from the past, you know, we compounding these lessons now. So I was like, all right, I need to figure out what I can do. Maybe I can get up at 5:30 and just do a quick workout. My children were waking up even more. It was everybody waking up at some points throughout the night. So I was seeing every 30 minutes, every hour, and I'm like, what is happening? And then I kept repeatedly trying to figure out things to make me get back to me, but it just wasn't working. So when I just couldn't get into the groove of things again, I was like, wait a minute. You are being tested for something you prayed for. This is you putting it into practice. You're being tested for it. I feel like God allowed me to get a little taste of the sweet life of how I could feel when I pour into myself, how I will interact with others differently, how my day will go differently. And then it got interrupted. Now it's time to see how bad do you want it. This is the test. You want something, you gonna let something stop you from getting it, or are you gonna find a different way to do it? When I changed my perspective and saw it as this is my test, which I feel like I should know, because I know you're gonna be tested for what you pray for, but in those moments, all I felt was frustration, and I felt like I was defeated. Because I'm like, I'm trying to pour into myself. I just can't seem to do it. Now I just got to find a different time. Or I need to find a different way. Or for this season, when they're not sleeping throughout the night, you need to have a backup plan for what you'll do that day. Or, you know, like my mind just started working differently. Like, do you really want it? Or can it be snatched from you that fast if you don't get a good night's sleep? I guess it's good to have a good night's sleep, but that's not how it will always be. So I'm really just changing my perspective of how bad do you want it? I said, I got you, God. I got this. I'm being tested on my resiliency. And all these things that I'm praying for, he's testing me, you know, within my own space, like with patience, testing me with my children, and with resiliency, testing me with my morning routine. So I could take the skills outward into the world and even help others with it. So when I took my focus off what's happening to me and put it on what's happening for me, put it in that different perspective, put on my different glasses to see it, I was like, you know what? I need to share this because I can't even imagine how many people must be feeling the same way. Like, it's so easy to go inward and focus on, you know, like zoom in on what's happening to us in the moment and not realizing that it's probably happening for us to teach us, you know, some type of lesson that needs to be taught, or even something that you prayed for that we just didn't prepare ourselves to receive. When we pray for things, we're gonna have to work for it. You need to be ready, prepare your mind. I don't know that you will always be ready, because if you're praying for it, it's not something that you have, but it's preparing your mind to be open to what may come. You can overcome it. And to really hold on to your faith. You can't overcome it by yourself. Let me tell you, we're going to have to do this with God. We're going to have to do it with God. And you just have to really hold on to your faith and remember this is what you prayed for and that you will get to the other side of it. As long as you hold on and keep God with you, you will get to the other side and you'll be much stronger than what you were before. You pray for strength. You never know what you're capable of until you're pushed, right? If you're doing easy stuff, if you're doing all the easy ways at the gym, you don't know how strong you are. You used to get money a certain way. You can't get it that way no more. You're going to be pushed to see what you're really capable of. Keeping him with you, getting out of the way that you used to do things, and knowing that you'll be able to do things a different way. Trusting what you pray for, trusting in yourself, trusting that God is going to bring you through some things to get you to the other side of what you pray for. You're going to be good. You got this. I believe in you. Keep your perspective on, I prayed for this, so I need to be prepared for what comes with this. And whatever comes with this, I know I'll be okay. As long as I keep God with me, don't shut off the line of communication once you get too overwhelmed or too stressed or anxiety filled. And, you know, I've done that before. It doesn't work. You go deeper into your hole. So please just keep the line of communication open. Keep your heart open and keep the perspective. I really think it's a perspective thing. For me, it is, at least, seeing that what I'm going through is not my ending place. And whatever I'm going through, it will be used for the greater good, the good of other people, the good of myself. I'll learn, I'll grow. We're forever evolving. And it's such a beautiful thing to get to that next step, to get to that next lesson, through that next lesson. Of course, we don't like going through the lessons, but get into that next lesson. I always feel so accomplished. Like, when I feel like I got a little hold on my patience, I was like, you go, girl. Like, you did that. Like, I high-fived myself, pat myself on the back. And I'm almost through the resiliency. Like, I'm prepared to take on the challenge. I feel like I've been doing good, but being open to accepting the challenge is where it starts. And know that it's only a challenge to further you to getting to your best self. And that's what we're here to do, right? Right. So I hope you all have a beautiful week, a beautiful day on purpose. And pray those big prayers. Don't be scared to pray them, because you're going to be tested for them. Just know you will grow. And pray those prayers. Keep your heart open. And if it helps you in any way, share with a friend or family member as a sign of love, an act of love. I know I would love to get something like this for my friends and family. I actually always send these things out to them. So it's only right that I'm making one myself. So I hope y'all have a great day, and I will see y'all next week.